Peace be on our
Love
honorable
radio.
Peace be on our honorable and noble listening audience. You're listening once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Imam Alfred. Although we are somewhat delayed, the prophet is told to wake up. He said to told Bilal woke him up late. And the prophet is reported to have said, go ahead and call the Salat. So as we journey through this day, we are having somewhat difficult. We are attempting to locate our browser. Trust you'll be patient with us. We come from a busy day in New York City. So give us a few minutes to set up. Know that Allah is as-sabr. He is the patient. He wants us to be patient with ourselves. And I heard from Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad II once. He told me not to be so hard on myself. And I was thinking about that because at that time, I was going through some difficulty with staff people. And I must tell you, people who work around, leaders, they have issues. I have issues. Life is full of issues. So we're never immune from issues. So since we're not immune from issues, we're going to have them. So give it up, people. Almighty God is ever on the throne. He rules. He's majestic. He's all wise. He's all powerful. And he is all knowing. I'm waiting at this moment, waiting to set the board up. Some of you perhaps working on these broadcasts, but it's not the easiest thing in the world. We've been going on for now 3 years. And by Allah's grace, by your help, some of you are outstanding in your support to us. And you really are to be commended. Others of you probably still studying us. I'm sure you're praying for us. But we ask you to keep us at the top of your prayer list. Allah knows we need all the help we can get. Just got a notice that he's traveling. Brother Imam Yusuf Abdul Salam, I'm going to ask our dear brother and dear friend, Brother Imam Mubashir Akhtar, if he would come and do the broadcast for us. I'm going to go off the air a brief moment, and I'm going to call him.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Or welcome to Block Talk Radio. Baby, I am your host for the night, Mubashir Akhtar, sending in for Imam Alfred Muhammad. I'd like to greet you with the greetings of peace, of assalamu alaikum. May Allah peace and blessing be upon everyone that may be listening to the show. I had a late call from Brother Imam Alfred. He wasn't able to make it to the show, so he asked me to stand in for him. And I'm going to try to do my best to help my brother out for this hour, I think, about an hour and a half. Religion Means Alive. I'd like to start off with God's name, the merciful benefactor. I hope to bear witness, testify to the whole world, that there is nothing worthy to wish but God and God alone. And we have been truly blessed to see and understand then when we use the word God to refer to the supreme being, we have been blessed to see and understand that the proper name for that God in our holy book, the Quran, the last revealed knowledge, the last revealed book that was sent by God down to humanity through his last prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is the book, the Quran, that was revealed 1,435 years ago to our beloved prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Dear beloved people, I'd like to greet you once again. As-salamu alaykum. That is the peace that we as Muslims ask from our Lord and Creator. And we have been tremendously blessed to see and understand through the teachings of Imam Muwahhid Muhammad that if you are worshiping a God that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, then you're worshiping a false God. So we like to praise God always and give thanks to Almighty God for blessing the African American descendants of slaves to come back to the religion that he revealed for all people. Al-Islam is not a religion just for a certain group of people. It ain't just a religion for the Arabs. It's not the religion just for blacks here in America. Al-Islam is a religion that God said he perfected. He perfected this religion, and he preferred this religion over all other religions. And this is the religion that is known in our religious movement as Muslim, the religion of Al-Islam, the religion of peace. Al-Islam is the religion of peace. The word As-Salaamu Alaikum represents peace. And we know that this world, especially in this day and time, and some of the misunderstood people in Judaism and Christianity, some in Islam, some in Islam, they want to present this religion as being anything else other than peace. But there's us that who know that this religion means peace, and we know that the learned people around the world that have this religion hundreds of years before they ever came to America, they know that this religion means peace. But there have always been enemies working against the will of God, working against the good human beings, male and female, those, especially those human beings that wants to follow the way of God more in their life than anything else. This is nothing new that the religion of Islam has been on attack. All good religion at one time or another have been on their attack. When Christ Jesus, peace be upon the prophet Jesus, when he was teaching in his day and time, they're attacking him, and he told his followers that you will be persecuted for my name's sake. Same word with Muhammad the prophet. His followers persecuted for his name's sake. Moses' followers persecuted for his name's sake. Abraham's followers were persecuted for his name's sake. So this is nothing new. But God always keep a group of men and women that are so determined to hold on to the word of God and hold on to the will of God. Well, they are promised true success, and they will win through. The believers, whether you be Christian, Muslim, Jew, if you believe in God in the last day, do what is right with your might and your main, practice righteousness, and don't forget God. Allah said, you won't have no fear, no will you grieve. We're living in this time that we need to know these things. So I want to thank Imam Alpha Muhammad for allowing me once again to do his show. And he's a wonderful, one of the better Imams that I know is in our community, is Imam Alpha Muhammad. He's consistent, and he's always moving forward. He's always trying to keep this religion that he knows that saved him, his family, like I know the religion that saved me and my family, like many, many Muslims here in America now, that started out in the 1930s with our leading teacher father, Imam Muwahhid Muhammad. So we like to thank Almighty God for blessing us to become followers of Muhammad the Prophet, the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophets, and one of the great, great messengers that God has sent to humanity for the upliftment and the betterment of all people. That is the universal message, the universal prophet Muhammad, born 1,435 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Dear beloved people, this year, the program, Religion Mean a Lie, it is very important, I do believe, that we make our children conscious of what this is talking about when they say religion ain't alive. There's many religious movements going on in the world today, and especially in America, because America might be the only country really free, and when it comes to allowing people to practice their religion, that's why everybody wants to come here. Many people leave their homeland, they're called Muslims, and Christian lands and Jewish lands, a lot of them leave those places and come here to America. Because even though they are in the land where they say the prophets walked and treaded, and they believe in the religion that say those prophets over there brought to humanity, many of them in their own countries that are supposed to be Muslim, they are not free to practice the religion of Islam. Many Christians are not free to practice the religion of Christianity and over many of those countries that are known as Christian countries and Jewish countries. A lot of them, the Jews are not free in many parts of the country to practice the religion they call Judaism. But here in America, this great country that everybody wants to put down and seem like they wants to hate, but right here in America is where every human being can come from around the world. If they ain't got no religion, they free to start one right here in the United States of America. But we hope that we can say something tonight by God's permission, with God's help and God's guidance, because we always, those of us that is conscious, I don't care what religion you belong to, you know that you cannot have nothing, you cannot do nothing, you cannot be nothing without God's help and God's permission. So we always like to ask God for his help and his aid always to guide us and protect us from the enemy, the open enemy to all humankind. And that is Shaitan. In the Quran, they call him Shaitan. And in the Bible, he's called Satan and the devil. And God say that is the open enemy to all human beings. God didn't say that we as humans, whether we be a black-skinned human being, a white-skinned human being, a brown-skinned or red-skinned human being, we're not supposed to fight one another. That's not what God ordered us to do in our holy book. He said all of us are supposed to join together and fight that one common enemy, the one that caused our mothers and fathers to get put out of the Garden of Eden. That enemy, he's still here, and he has grown. He started out in the garden as a little snake. And in the end of Revelation, in the Bible, he turns to a dragon with wings flying all over the earth, blowing fire out of his mouth and destroying. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, "Where goes forth thou, Satan?" Ask him, where goes forth thou, Satan? What meaning, where are you going? He says, up and down, to and fro, seeing whom I may devour. That's what he said back there when that question was asked to him. Now, let's move this up into this day and time that we're living in 2014. We can ask the same question to that enemy that was back there then. Where forth goes thou, Shaitan? Or where forth goes thou, Satan? And he would tell you the same thing. Oh, up and down, to and fro, seeing whom I may devour. And I tell you something, he got a lot of people. He got a lot of people on his side. And what hurts, a lot of people don't even know they're on the side of the devil. They think they're fighting the devil, and they fight right with him to bring humanity down. Anytime you join into movements that have any corruption in it, God is not with that movement. I don't care how good you say it is, how much you're fascinated with it. If there are any corruption in it, God is not supportive of that, because God said you cannot bring anything to him, the beloved people, except that which is good. God don't accept any bad. That's how we can distinguish the devil from the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. Because we know, I don't care how religion you, how religious you might say you are. You can say you're the holiest religious Jew that believe in Judaism. You can say you're the holiest believing Christian that believe in Christianity. And same with El Islam. You can say you can be a ulama, a scholar, or whatever you call yourself, a caliph or whatever. But if you are participating in anything of corruption, God is not with you. Because I know, according to the Bible, before I learned the Quran, I came up in the Christian church, St. John Baptist Church, down in Durham, North Carolina, a little town called Walltown. And I was taught in Sunday school and church coming up that when God created everything in 6 days, he said the first day when he created whatever he created, he said it was good. The second day it was good. The third day it was good. The fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. And then they say on the seventh day he rest. Now this is why we're different as Muslims with Christians and Jews, if they believe that way. We don't believe God rests, because in the Holy Book it says God neither rests, sleep nor slumber. God don't need to rest. It's human beings that need to rest. We have to rejuvenate ourselves. And we hope that when we go to sleep, God will allow our souls to come back to us and wake us up. And we have been taught by Imam Muhammad that every time you go to sleep and wake up, you should be just that much further ahead in your life. So we thank Almighty God for blessing us to wake up today to see another day. Dear beloved people, religion means a lie. Look at the title of this show. Religion means a lie. That means that religion should have your life livable and functioning and prospering in that religion, if it's a religion that is a lie. Don't you know just because you have a religion, it don't have to be a lie? Look at all the religions in the world and look at the life of those people that belong to the religion that is called Judaism, Christianity, and Al-Islam. Even though those people is in those heavenly religions, it's known as the heavenly religion, the Abrahamic faith, all us identifying with our father Abraham and religion of Christianity, Judaism, and Al-Islam, you don't necessarily have to be alive in those religions. Most of the people is not alive in Judaism. Most of the people is not alive in Christianity. And most of the people not even alive in the last revealed book and the religion that God said he perfected and recommend for us, the religion of Al-Islam, not alive. If you're not God conscious, I don't care how much religion you preach out of your mouth. And you can be preaching religion out of your mouth and not be God conscious. Do y'all hear me? That's what's wrong with the world today. That's how come we have mentioned in scripture false prophets, false messengers, false ones. All of these things. We have people that look like they're dedicated, but they're false. God has pointed that out to us in scripture over and over again. How to identify what is real and what is not real. And one of the biggest problems in the religion, of all the religions, that we have had disobedient followers of that religion, and the prophets that they claimed that brought that religion, a lot of those people were not sincere and honest. They were deceitful because they wanted self-aggrandizement. They wanted things for themselves and for their clique, their buddies and friends and their family. And if they didn't care about how many they had in the group. I guess they say the less is the better for them, because we have some religions don't even propagate their religion. They don't go out and try to invite people to their religion. They say this religion is just for this group, and God is only concerned with this group. That's a big mistake. God in our holy book says he's the Lord of all systems of knowledge, Rabbi Alameen. He said he's the one that created the human being from nothing, seeing it coming into form in the womb of his mother from a sperm drop up into a young person, a youth, and then an adult, and then to old age. He said he is the one that is responsible for your growth from the beginning until the end. How can man come up knowing that he did not create himself and try to play God? It is because they have a religion that is not alive in their life. There's no way that a human being that call themselves a Jew and identify with the religion called Judaism, or call themselves a Christian and identify with the religion called Christianity, or call themselves a Muslim and identify with the religion called Islam, ever see God or wants to see God in their particular image as a man. This has been a plague on the world for many, many years. But it had always been coming to a conclusion. And this is the day of conclusion. This is the day of religion. And that's talking about the day that God say he's going to make it known to all humans what it is that they have done. There's no human being that ever lived on this earth now and in the past will not be presented what they have done good and what they have done bad by God. God said he is the one that's going to reveal what you have done, whether you were right or whether you were wrong. We'll be coming to that period in our lives right now because we see things that look like it will never come to an end. People who was in power for many years look like they were never going to sit down. All of this now, we're seeing things happen where the high up is being put down. And the ones down on the bottom is being lifted up. Because God is the one, Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the only one that knows your beginning and your end. That is the reason why God says to us, do not alter. Do not alter, brothers and sisters, the fair nature that God has created your pattern upon. And the pattern that God created every human being nature upon, whether it's a black human being, a white human being, a brown, a red, a yellow human being, your pattern of nature is created on what we call Deen El Fitra. And that is the religion that God gave to all human beings based off of that pattern. And that is the religion of peace. Don't you know the reason why most people want money, want what they call good homes and friendship and all walks of life? Because they want peace. They think if they get money, it's going to bring peace. And money will bring a certain amount of peace in your life, but it won't bring the total peace. The only one, brothers and sisters, that can give the human soul, the human heart, the human spirit, the human brain totally, totally peace and comfort is the one that created the human heart, the human brain, the human spirit. And that is Almighty God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. This is religion that Abraham brought to the people in his day and time. This is religion that Moses brought to the people in his day and time. And this is the religion that Christ Jesus brought to the people of his day and time. And this is religion that the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdul brought to the people in his day and time. All the prophets, David, Solomon, Lot, all of them only brought the religion that God gave to the human being from day one. You didn't create yourself. We didn't create ourselves. Abraham didn't create himself. Moses didn't create himself. Christ Jesus didn't create himself. Muhammad didn't create himself. Joseph, Lot, Solomon, David, none of those prophets, men or women, that fought in the cause of God, created themselves. So why are you going to bow down and worship them? Huh? No. We do what Jesus Christ did when they asked them to show them how to pray. They called him Lord. The Lord, show us how to pray. And what did Jesus do? Peace be upon the prophet, Jesus. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane and got down like you see Muslims do, prostrating, putting his forehead down on the ground. And he came up with that magnificent, wonderful prayer, powerful prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Now, religion means a lot. How could you say you're alive in your religion when you don't hear the things that is important that your prophet says? How many Jews have heard the emphasis and importance that Moses put on their situation in trying to get them out of Egypt, worshiping a false god by the name of a Pharaoh. Huh? Abraham had to contend with his father, who was the chief idol maker. And he was being imposed upon to worship the idols that his father made and his father's people that he was the head of worshiping. Abraham refused it. Jesus Christ, when Satan took him up on the mountain and tried to negotiate and get him to follow him, what did Jesus tell Satan? Huh? He didn't tell Satan he was God. He identified Satan and said, listen, get thee behind me, Satan. And as Imam Muhammad has pointed out to us, the Christian world missed that because instead of them telling the Satan to get behind Satan, the devil out in front of them, and most of them are following the devil right now in this world and don't even know that they're following the devil. Many of the Muslims, Muhammad the prophet, look at the guidance he gave to us to worship God, knowing that you can't see him. But realize this here, even though you can't see God, he definitely can see you. How many Muslims forgot that? You can't tell me that we see Muslims disrespecting human nature, human creation, the human life form that God put them in. You can't tell me that they're conscious of that statement that Muhammad the prophet, peace be upon him, left and taught his community. You can't tell me that this Christian calling out on Jesus Christ and worshiping Jesus Christ as though Jesus Christ could hear their prayers. Calling on Jesus is not calling on the Creator. You're calling on Jesus. Calling on Muhammad, if you're calling on Muhammad and praying to Muhammad, you're not praying to God, you're praying to Muhammad. If you're calling on Moses and praying to Moses, you're not praying to God. You're praying to Moses. And if you call on Abraham, praying to Abraham, or you calling on any other prophet, or if you call on whatever you got in your mind as God, and if that what you got in your mind as God did not create the sun, the moon, and the star, then you're calling on a false god. Y'all hear me? One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. So Imam Alpha Muhammad, knowing these things, because he's one of the vast students of Imam W.D. Muhammad, like myself, Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn. Imam Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad is a scholar. Imam Muhammad is recognized around the world by people of knowledge. He's not dependent on the small-minded Muslims that is in his community to set themselves up as caliphs, scholars, ulamas, whatever they call themselves of importance. They make their own selves important. God says to us, and they want praises for things they haven't done. Many of them are here on the Block Talk Radio coming on, just now getting into the religion of Islam, and wants to tell us something that they think that Imam Muhammad wasn't blessed by God to share with us. You should be ashamed of yourself. We hear you. We hear you. They got good Christian followers that love Christ Jesus, recognize who Imam Muhammad is. They got good Jewish followers that follow Musa Moses, recognize who Imam W.D. Muhammad is. Because this world, the whole world, is built off scripture, religion. Religion is what this world is built off. That's why Imam Alpha Muhammad said religion means a lie. Because the religion that God said he perfected and gives to the whole of humanity is the religion that brings the human soul, the human spirit, the human rational, logical mind of the human being to come alive. That's why Alpha say religion means a lie. You're on point, buddy, Imam Alpha, and if you listen to me, you're on point. And God is with you, brother. not only Uganda, with all of us that want the religion of our father Abraham. That's the religion that we want. We want the religion of our father Abraham. Imam Alpha recognized that religion. That's why he say religion means a lie. Because the religion of our father Abraham, God says to us in our holy book, listening audience, that if you choose a religion, y'all listen, God says in his last revelation through Muhammad the prophet, tell them, Muhammad, that if anyone of Adam's children, sons or daughters, choose a religion other than their father Abraham, they seek to make a fool of themselves. Look at the many fools in the world that have chosen a religion other than our father Abraham. Blessed salam, peace be upon the prophet Abraham. That's the one that built the house. Him and his son Ishmael, that Muslim is coming back from around the world, millions went to that, called it that Ahad, and stood where our father Abraham stood and called out to the God of the universe, the heavens and the earth, for his blessing. So here we are in 2014, still moping around in the dark, refusing to accept the religion that God said he perfected. He perfected the religion for the humanity. You can't do better than God. Some of y'all think you can make Christianity, make Judaism, make Islam, El Islam, better than God made it. You're out of your mind. You need help. And this is what we're trying to give you, help. We're trying to turn your own to the religion that will bring you to life and life in abundance. Ain't that what Jesus Christ said? He said, I come to give you life and life in abundance. We don't see nowhere in Scripture where Jesus Christ said he come to give nobody death or to die for nobody. Christian on this earth can take the Bible and show Mubashir Akhtar where Jesus Christ said, I come to die for you so that you can have life ever after. Show me where Jesus said that in the Scripture. I challenge you. Go get the best. Go get the Pope. Go get whoever you think they know. C.D. Jake, Steph O'Dollar, any of them. Go get them. Reverend Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. Go get them all. I challenge every one of them and prove that they're lying when they said Jesus Christ said he died for the world. Jesus ain't never said that. I can show you in the Bible where he said he don't even pray for the world. He said, I don't pray for the world. I only pray for those that God give me out of the world. And Jesus said, I was in the world, but not of the world. How many of you are in the world and you ain't nothing but the world? But Jesus said, I was in the world, but not of the world. That's in your Scripture. Religion means a lie. And you ain't going to come to life until you put down what God say put down, not what nobody else say. I don't care what your, listen to people. Your mother and fathers and your teachers and your friends, they have a lot of influence over you. The devil got a whole lot of influence over you. You don't even know it. And most of you following the ways of the devil. We have to obey what God says. God has given us instructions through his Scripture. God not going to judge a Muslim by the Torah. God not going to judge a Muslim who say he believed and took his Shahada thing to follow Muhammad, the prophet of the Quran. God ain't going to judge you by the Jewish book called the Torah or by the Christian book called the Gospel or the Injil. He's going to judge you by the book that you say you follow that was revealed to the last of the prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And he's not going to judge the Christians by the Quran. He's not going to judge the Jews by the, he's going to judge them by their book. You say you're a Christian? And you believe that the book, that the gospel or the Injil will reveal to the prophet Jesus Christ that you call him? And you believe that he is the prophet of that religion? And the book that he had was the Bible? You're going to be judged by that book. And if the Jews say they follow Moses, and they believe in the book he brought called the Old Testament, the Torah, you're going to be judged by that book. And we who call ourselves Muslim, who say we follow Muhammad the prophet, peace be upon the prophet, we're going to be judged by our book, the Holy Quran. And so we now cannot afford to play games that many of you know you ain't doing nothing but playing. How in the hell, black man, who descended from the people that were brought off the continent of Africa, dispersed in the South America. They were put in Central America. They were put in Europe, Asia, China, all over the world, put in West Indian Island. Most of them were put here in North America, the stuff of the worst. How can you come from the continent of Africa knowing that Christianity introduced you to a God that looked like the people that enslaved your mother and father, took away their freedom, justice, and equality, destroyed their tradition, destroyed their language, their culture, especially their God? You were given an idea and a message that endured you to the love of a God that looked like the European white man. When I was coming up, all of them pictures was in the homes of my relatives, my sisters, my relatives, my aunts and my uncles and my cousins, and in the church, many of them are still like that right now. The picture that they had in our homes was the image, y'all hear me, of the people that was responsible for taking away our freedom, taking away our justice, taking away our equality. And you wonder why that you understand that religion means a lie? It's nowhere in the world that you have fallen a religion that you say is alive in you, and you go to church on Sunday in your Cadillac car, your Rolls Royce, your Mercedes Benz, your Bentley, all kind of cars, modern day cars. You take grandma to church, granddaddy to church, uncles and aunts, sisters and brothers, you go to church. And then you start hauling and moaning and groaning and talking about what Jesus has done for you. Oh, how I love Jesus. Huh? Because he first loved me. I ask you this question. Who told you that, Christian brother, Christian sister? Who told you that story, that Jesus loved you? That's why you love him, because he first loved you. Who told you that? I tell you who told you that. It was the same one that told the world that you were three-fifths of a human being. It was the same one that told the world that you was a monkey, you was an ape, you was a pig, you was everything but the Son of God. Excuse me, because I'm just using that terminology to try to reach you. No human being is God's children. God don't have no mother, no father, no sister, no brother, no aunt, no aunt. God don't have no children. We're his creation. He created us. And the only thing that we can be to God is his obedient servant, male and female, man and woman. The only thing you can be to the one true God, the Lord and creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. You can't come to God as no partner. You can't come to God as his son or daughter. You can only come to God as his obedient servant. And most of you fail to do that. Not alone trying to play God. Don't you know we African-American people were put in a double cross? We was most of the followers. They became followers of the army of Elijah Muhammad. Peace and blessing of God be upon him. His birthday was just past October the 7th. May God give that little man peace for eternity, for the work that he done among a people that was shut out and put down. Wasn't even allowed to read and write in the history of this country. You met death and they caught you with a book in your hand. You met death and they even thought you were trying to read or even thought you were thinking with a free mind. You met death. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stood up in the 1930s, him and his wife, Honorable Sister Clara Muhammad, and the mighty FOI and the MGT. Most of those people could not read and write. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad only had a third grade education. But look at what he did with the religion called Islam. Look what he did with that religion. Even though it was presented to him in a wrong manner, it was a corrupt Islam. Just like the Christians were given corrupt Christianity and Jews, many of them given corrupt Judaism. God is the one that is the Savior. Only God can save us. We have biblical fairy tales and even Quranic stories that is allegorical and mythological ideas and concepts coming out of the minds of men and women that are hurt to their religion. The only way that we can be right, we have to follow what God says is right over everything else in our life, because they corrupted the religion that they say Jesus taught, peace be upon the prophet Jesus. They corrupted the religion they say Musa and Moses taught, and they corrupted the religion that our prophet Muhammad taught in the Pristine Spirit after Abraham, and those people after Abraham went astray from the religion that Abraham, our father, brought. That's why Muhammad the prophet, when they questioned him, he said, I follow the way of Abraham. I follow the milak of Abraham. Because Abraham is the one that God blessed to come into the reality that God is one. That God is one. And there is nothing worthy of worship but that one God. He's not a man. He's not a man. And we were blessed in this modern day and time by the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who opened up our eyes by the God of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, to see the religion that God revealed to Muhammad of the Quran. The one with the medicine, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. That's the one that Imam Muhammad says. He thanked God for blessing him to put his finger on that Muhammad, because that's the Muhammad that God revealed the Quran to, not the mad Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. At the end of the name, spell mad. Look at the Muslim world and see what Muhammad they're following. You still have people advertising in the Muslim journal, education, and will educate our children using that name that the Imam said he wanted to clear up when he told President Bill Clinton, I want to clear up my mother's and father's name. Their name was spelled M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D in the early days of this religion. It was spelled M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. Imam Muhammad said, Mr. President, my name was spelled that way on my birth certificate. My mother and father's name, both of their names were spelled Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, Elijah Muhammad and Clara Muhammad. And they spelled my name Wallace D. Muhammad, Wallace D. Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. He said, Mr. President, the reason why I'm telling you this, because the first three letters of medicine is M-E-D. I'm not the mad Muhammad, he told President Bill Clinton. He said, the last three letters in my name is M-E-D, Muhammad, the one with the medicine. I'm not the mad Muhammad. And the one that brought this religion in 1930 to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his name was Farad Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. And he brought us a mad idea, telling us that the black man is God. He didn't even tell us, he didn't even say that the African man was God. He said the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, the God of the universe. He said they was God. I'm not from Asia. I'm not Asiatic. I thought we came from Africa. Those of us that was brought and put here in the United States from the family tree of the African, put off down in South America. Some was put off in Central America, the West Indian Islands, in the United States of America. I thought we were from Africa. I thought those of us that identify with the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we're from Africa. But the man who came and brought that religion, he was a white man too. Y'all have to, what did God say? Tell the truth, even if against yourself. What we need to do, and I think Imam Alpha Muhammad is alluding to this, because he's sticking with getting us out of us, his people. His people up out of the mouth, muck in the mouth first. That's why he can tell you religion means a lie, because the religion was blessed to come to us through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son, Imam Wahid Muhammad, the religion of called El Islam, the Islam, is what brought us to life again. Brought us to life again. The religion that God said he preferred for all humans. Now, Islam is not a religion that oppresses people. There's no compulsion. You make, Imam Muhammad said, you make God's word real cheap when you try to make people accept God's word through brutality, killing them and maiming them because they want to accept what you say is the religion. God's religion is a religion that brings peace on earth. That's what Jesus Christ prayed for, peace be upon the prophet. He prayed for peace to come down from heaven on earth. And that peace came when God revealed the last revelation to Muhammad the prophet. That peace came down from God to the whole of humanity. And if we accept what God says, that is the religion that he perfected, then you'll see peace coming into the life of the white man, peace coming into the life of the black man, peace coming into the life of the red man, the yellow man, the brown man, all colors of people. Peace will come into your life, and we will have peace on earth for our little babies that is coming up. But anytime we have a religion where we got black men talking about God is the black man, maker, the owner, queen of the planet Earth, God of the universe, that's a lie. And when we got a religion projecting that the white man is God's only begotten son, and you should bow down and worship him in the image of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man, that's a lie. And when we got the brown man that wants to make God in his image, that's a lie. And when we got the red man that wants to put God in his image and want people to bow down and worship to that color as God, that's a lie. No, God is not the God of what is wrong. God don't support what is wrong. God made everything right. It is men and women that come into their little small mind of understanding and make God what they see or witness in a fragment of their little small imagination. God says to us, no just estimate do they make of their Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Brother and sister, you don't make no just estimate of that God. God is not petty. God don't need your prayers. God don't need you to lift him up. He's the one to lift you up. You can't put God down, but when he put you down, can't nobody lift you up, brothers and sisters. Let us use our good common sense. God said, do not alter the fair nature, that the pattern that he created the human soul, the human spirit upon. He said, don't alter that. That's where they got DNA from. Do not alter. That's what DNA means. Do not the fair nature. God made your nature fair to you as a white man, made your nature fair to you as a black man, made your nature fair to you as a red man, made your nature fair to you as a yellow man. Made your nature fair to you as a brown man, because he is the God that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one human family, one humanity. One humanity, one human family, one God, one creator, whose proper name is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. Hold me, Lord. I'm getting the Holy Ghost here, and I know what the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost don't make you fall all down on the floor. It don't make your sister show your shame, your dress going all up over your head, and you talking about you got the Holy Ghost forming at your mouth, your eyes rolling all in the back of your head. God don't give you a religion to drive you crazy. God give you a religion to bring you out of craziness into the light of understanding. Y'all hear me? That's the religion God gave to Abraham. The religion that caused him to see clear that God is one. There is no other God but him. And he had to tell his father, who was the chief idol maker, God, I can't follow. The dad, I can't follow what you follow. Because you made that God with your own hand. I followed the one that revealed to me. When I seen the sun go down, God revealed to me, that's not your God. I seen the stars go away, God revealed to me, that's not your God. I seen the moon rise and set, and God said, that is not your God. And God told Abraham, I am the one that created you, Abraham. And afterwards, Abraham, I will give you your direction in life. Y'all hear me? That's the God that we worship. Those of us that got a religion that is alive. That's the religion that brought life to the human being in the times of need, must have and can't do without. God steps into the picture then. And God take over when you're sincere and you're honest in your soul and your heart and in your spirit and give your whole self, your rational and logical, Your whole total makeup to God, like our father Abraham did. Is I submit my whole self to you, God. My life, my death, and my sacrifice is all for you. The one that created me and gave me my life. Huh? That's the God, brothers and sisters, that our mothers and our grandmothers and our aunts and uncles and those that have authority over us in any religion, you should be teaching your offspring that God is one and that he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. That God is the one that said he perfected a religion for all people. There's no compulsion in the religion of Islam, because God said clearly stands out from falsehood. So we condemn any Muslim. I don't care what color you are, because Muslim is in all colors. We got white Muslim, black Muslim, yellow Muslim, red Muslim, and brown Muslim. Just like they got them in all other races. They got black Jews, white Jews, brown Jews, red Jews, and yellow Jews. Same it is with Christianity. So God tell all the children of Adam and all the children of Abraham that he have a religion that he have perfected and have chosen and give to his human being that he created, the religion of peace, El-Islam. So we're not judging the religion of El-Islam by the people that say they're heard to that religion, and we see them going out killing innocent people, maiming old people, killing them, killing children, blowing up houses of worship that pronounce the name of God on it. Muhammad the prophet taught against them. We're obligated as Muslims to stand up and defend a Jewish synagogue with our life from people that want to try to just tear it down because they disagree with that religion. We are obligated as Muslims with our lives to stand up against with a church. Y'all hear me? With a church before we let that church be destroyed by wicked and evil people that don't want to respect the way of God. And you have people to go into that church and want to reverence God, want to thank God over and over. We are obligated as Muslims with our life to defend that church. So don't let nobody tell you that Muslim is terrorist. We are terrorists. I tell you what terrorism is. It's when you have someone trying to put fear in you to get you to worship other than the God that created you. That's why God told the prophet Luqman. And Luqman told his son. And God instructed Luqman, the prophet, to tell his son. And it's in our holy book from now on that if your mother and father try to get you to believe in anything or worship anything than the one that created the sun, the moon, and the stars, the one God, don't obey them. Do you hear me? That's the only time God instructs us to disobey our parents is when they try to get us to worship a God other than the one God that created the sun, the moon, and the stars. How many of you people, Christians and Jews and Muslims, are heard to that verse in the Quran that God gave to humanity for us to tell our children? Children, if your father or mother try to get you to worship anything than God, the true creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, don't worship them. But don't leave in anger from them. Don't curse them out. Don't jump on them. Don't kill them because they don't believe that way. Separate from them. And you hold on to what God asks you to hold on, young man and young woman. Listen to what God says. Don't obey anyone that tried to get you to worship anything other than the one that created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything in between. So if a white man get up and tell you that God is in the image of a white man and you should worship him, say, no, I don't believe that. I believe what God said, that I should not worship anything except the one that created me and you and everything else in creation. And I love you, Mama. I love you, Daddy. I love you, Grandpa. I love you, Grandma. But I cannot accept to worship anything other than the one that created the sun, the moon, and the star. This is what we got to tell our children, from the cradle to the grave. Don't you know, I have to say this, I know many of you might be listening. You probably going to call, email me after some of you and try to get him to look at me the wrong way. But he told me when he called me, he said, I love you, brother. And I know he meant it because I love him. We know each other. And I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to give you the religion that will bring you to your rational thinking, like I just now explained to you, that have reached the heart of the children that was brought from the continent of Africa. Huh? It started a movement 84 years ago called the Nation of Islam. On a little black man from Georgia and a little black woman from Georgia, Elijah Poole and Carl Evans, they married and had children. And out of that group of children, one was born, that the leader who started this religion in America among black people, Farad Muhammad, he predicted that Elijah Muhammad and Carl Muhammad were going to have a son, name him after him. And they named him Wallace D. Muhammad. But the spelling of the name was different. How come? Because God intervened. God intervened. Because God says to the people in Scripture, you plan and God plan, and God is the best of planners. And Allah planned it that we're going to have liberation from one from among ourselves. And it started with the Nation of Islam. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's grandfather was a Christian preacher. His father was a Christian preacher. Sister Clara Muhammad was a devout Christian woman. You may say he used to hear his mother get up in church, I mean, get up in the house early in the morning. And they could smell the food cooking down for breakfast. And she would be singing that song. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. He said he used to hear his mother singing that song. And I heard her sing that song sung when I was coming up in North Carolina in the church in Sunday school. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. So this little man that was blessed by God to hear word from a man that said he was God. He came in the person of God, and God came in the name of Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. And God says to us in our holy book, Muhammad was not mad. He stood on exalted character, a conduct. His uswa was perfect. His uswa was the model for all people, his character. And what did Dr. King say? He hoped one day, them little black children down in Georgia and the little white children down in Georgia can judge each other, not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Their character was in the right context of a human being. And they hold on to that DNA. Do not alter contents and context that God created their human soul, their human spirit, and their human mind in. Huh? One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one God, one creator, whose proper name is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he, brothers and sisters. That's the Lord of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. Jesus Christ ain't never told nobody he was God. And I have to say this to you, my Christian sister, my Muslim sister. Any of you who's teaching your children, your grandchildren, if you're a Christian black woman, and I've heard many black women in this house tell a black man who worked hard. Yeah, he might have came home a little drunk and didn't want to go to church because someone was working on his heart and his spirit, knowing that something was wrong. That man that was on his job looked like that picture on the wall, and he was mistreating him on his job. Then he go home, and his woman got that picture hanging in the choicest spot of the house. He don't even have his picture hanging up in there, so his children come in the house and look at their daddy that was struggling, working two and three jobs to try to give them a decent place to live. They got a picture of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man hanging on the wall, telling their children that this is their Lord, this is their Savior. And they'll tell their black husband right in the front of their children, nigga, you can get out of the hell out of the house, and point up that picture of Jesus Christ on the wall and say, that's the head of this house. Jesus Christ is the Lord of this house. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's what we got to stop. We got to stop, you MGTs. That is with Farrakhan and teaching our children that Farad Muhammad is God. He's a white man too. How are you going to criticize the white man for worshiping a white God in his image? And you got a white God that you call is the God of the religion that you say you practice is Islam. You got a white God. Farad Muhammad was a white man. He was a white Indian that came out of India. He looked just like Jesus Christ. He just had dog hair. Look at what Hitler did. He said he was going to make a superior race. A blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white people. Well, what kind of hair and eyes did he have? He didn't have no blonde hair.
He didn't have no blue eyes. But yet he said he could make a superior race like that, and he's going to be the head of it. Where do you think he got the word Hitler from? He got it from the Bible. A scheme in the Bible of the people called the Hittites and the Amorites. All of that come out of Scripture. They misread the Bible. But thanks, God. Thank you, Allah, for blessing us with the Mujahid. Some of you Christians might not know who the Mujahid is. That's Imam Wahdi Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad. He is the one that preached the religion that Imam Alpha Muhammad represents. That religion means alive. Imam Muhammad is the one that came and brought the true religion that Jesus Christ taught to humanity. Imam Muhammad was blessed by God to bring the true religion that Moses taught to humanity. Imam Muhammad was blessed by God to bring the true religion that Abraham taught. And it is the religion of peace. It is the religion that Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say he perfected and he chose and preferred not to make this religion dominant. It's already dominant. How can you think you can dominate something that God created? You didn't bring this into existence. You didn't even bring your own self into existence. So you got to be crazy talking about you want a caliphate. All of us is caliphs. In the Bible, God called them the vice general. All the children of Adam and all the children of Abraham are caliphs. And God made every man and woman, I don't care what color you are, he made you a caliph. He made you a vice general. God made you the one that he put his creation in the hands of, male and female. We can't be no caliph without the woman too. Male and female. And God don't have to impose nothing on you. God said your prayers and your blood and your animal sacrifice don't reaches him. Y'all hear me? He said the only thing that reaches him is your obedience. That's why God told Muhammad, the last prophet that he sent to humanity. And Muhammad revealed this before he died in his farewell sermon. He said, oh, Muslim, know this here. Oh, you who believe, know this here. God says that there's no superiority of the white-skinned Arab over the black-skinned Arab, or the black-skinned Arab over the white-skinned Arab. There's no superiority of the white-skinned man over the black-skinned man, or the black-skinned man over the white-skinned man. This was said 1,435 years ago. Before the nation of Islam ever was thought of, before white race supremacy and Christianity was ever thought of. God said that back then to Muhammad, the last of the prophets, to tell humanity that the only superiority that the Creator accepts to come to him is that superiority that you show in your humanity, in your human nature, in your obedience. In your obedience to the one that created you and gave you your heart, gave you your eye, gave you your arm, gave you your leg, gave you your brain. That's the only one that you should wish him. That's the only one that you give your undying, heart, soul, unconditional to. You don't give out soul and heart unconditional to your mama or your daddy or your husband or your wife. Why? Because disappointment gonna come sooner or later from somebody. If it don't come from mama, it's gonna come from daddy. If it don't come from daddy, it's gonna come from mama, grandmama, granddaddy. Only God is the one don't disappoint you. God don't disappoint you, brothers and sisters. You disappoint yourself. But God is a merciful God. He's the merciful benefactor. He's the merciful deeper. And he said he's the Lord of all system of knowledge. He ain't just the Lord of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It don't stop there. That's why he came with the holy book, the Quran, to let the Jew know that God don't just care about Jewish people. Let the Christian know that God just don't care about Christian people. And let the Muslim know, and let the Buddhists and the Hindus know, all them people, that God just don't care about one race. More than he care about the other race. He care about your obedience. If you belong to the white race,
Where's your obedience to the one that created the white race? If you're a black man, you belong to the black race. Where's your obedience as a black man? If you're a brown man and belong to the brown race, where's your obedience as a brown man? And if you're a yellow man and belong to the yellow race, where's your obedience as a yellow man? And if you're a red man and belong to the red race, where is your obedience as a red man to the one that created you as a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man? One God, one humanity, one human family, one human family, one humanity, one God, one creator whose proper name is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. Huh? That's why Christ Jesus said, God, let your will be done. He didn't tell God let his will be done. This is a famous prayer that you Christians should think over again. And when she said, our Father who art in heaven, Imam Muhammad taught us that don't necessarily mean that Jesus Christ was calling God his Father. He said, how you know he wasn't talking about his father Abraham? How come you don't know he wasn't talking about his father Adam? Because Adam is the father of all people. He's the father of Abraham. He's the father of Moses. He's the father of Jesus. He's the father of Muhammad. He's the father of Lot, Solomon, David, all of them, Job and all of them, Noah, all of them. Adam is our father first. And then the second father is the father of the intellect. They call him, he was the leader of one community, but he was devout in obedience to God when he found two guidance that God blessed to come upon his heart and his mind. And God said, I'm going to change your name from Abram to Abraham, meaning the leader of many, of many. And that's our second father, because God said the greatest thing that he created in the whole creation is the human brain, the human intellect. And that's why Abraham discovered God more than anything else, when he submitted his soul, when he submitted his heart, and when he submitted himself to the whole God, then to God that created him, he said, I give my whole self to you. And he included his intellect more than anything else. That's why he put that forehead down on the ground, where that brain is at. And when you register God in your intellect, and when God convict you in your soul and in your heart, but the greatest way to show to appreciate to God more than any other makeup in your body is to show it through your brain, your five senses. That's what our father Abraham did. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Have mercy on the African American descendants of slaves in 2014 that still send their children to the church. And their grandmamas and their granddaddies, their mom and their daddies go to the Christian church and kneel down and worship a white man image of God in 2014. They call him Jesus Christ, and he's a Jew. Pity on the white, on the black man and the black woman that go to the temple that you call the Nation of Islam under Farrakhan Khan, and you're still glorifying and praising Farah Muhammad, a white-skinned Indian from Pakistan, as your God, as your Savior. Shame on you. We can't keep blaming the white folks for this misery that we have in our life. Let's follow our father Abraham, all of the children of Abraham, whether you be a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, yellow man, and let us bow down and worship the one God that created the white man, the one that created the black man, the one that created the brown man, the red man, the yellow man, one creator over all of his creation. He's the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, the plant life, and the marine and the life, and made it accessible to us to benefit from. That's the God that we worship. Not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. And the proper name of that God in our holy book is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. This is Jumu'ah Mubarak. This is our day that we go and worship the one God. And we bow down and we bear witness. La ilaha illallah. No God but the one. Muhammadan Rasulullah. And Muhammad is his messenger. Muhammad is not God. Never have been, never will be. Jesus Christ is not God. Never have been. Never will be. Moses is not God. Never have been. Never will be. Abraham is not God. Never have been. Never will be. Adam is not God. Noah is not God. Never have been. Never will be. Yusuf is not God. Never have been. Never will be. Lot is not God. Isaac is not God. Jacob is not God. Never have been. Never will be. Well, who are these honorable people? They are honorable because they are prophets. I tell you what they are. They are obedient, devout servants from Adam all the way up to the last one, Muhammad, and the one that Muhammad said were coming after him, because he said, I heard footsteps ahead of me in paradise, and they was Bilal, a nappy-headed slave out of Ethiopia. They call it Sudan. He was born over there, captured by people coming out of Mecca and put him into slavery. He was a Christian. And Muhammad the prophet made him the Mu'ettin. And Mu'ettin is the one that called the people to prayer, starting with the Fajr prayer. We pray five times a day, and he calls the people to prayer five times a day. But Lael did that as a companion, a close companion, a dedicated follower of Muhammad the prophet. In the time that Muhammad the prophet was the prophet, for 23 years, bringing this great message that we're trying to bring to you today, that Imam Alpha Muhammad is trying to bring this religion, because, you know, this religion is the religion that Muhammad brought, that brought the people back to life from a dead state of mind that were called Jahiliya in the ignorant times of history that existed on Mecca, on the soils of Arabia. Muhammad the prophet brought the religion, and that religion brought life back to that part of the world. Brought the Renaissance and brought the white man out of the cave of darkness into the light. It was the religion that God said he have perfected and give to all human beings. And that is the religion of peace, religion of Al-Islam, that God magnificently blessed Imam Muhammad to magnificently bring back to the new world. It was Imam Wahdi Muhammad that God made the Mujahid. Because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said when he died, his religion going to go back into darkness. His people are going to go back into darkness, and the religion that he brought them go back into darkness. But God going to raise one up from among his followers. And God was going to speak to him and put in his mouth. And he only speak the words what God ordered him to speak. And I bear witness, those that know, that came out of the nation of Islam, out from under the darkness of wishing the black man is God. Because God gave us a leader in the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, Wallace D. Muhammad, Warren D. Muhammad, the one that inherited the faith of the prophets. He's the one that God blessed to put his finger on the Muhammad of the Quran, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. The Quran is the medicine, and Imam Muhammad has been the doctor. For 33 years, he stood up and administered medicine to the dead heart, the dead mind, the dead spirit, the dead intellect, rational and logical, makeup of the human being called Negroes and black people. And the rest of the people that heard his word, that was white people and brown people and red people, knew that they heard the voice of Jesus Christ when they heard W.D. Muhammad speak. They knew they heard the voice of Moses when they heard W.D. Muhammad speak. They knew they heard the voice of Abraham when they heard W.D. Muhammad speak. And they knew that they heard the voice of Muhammad the prophet when they heard Imam W.D. Muhammad speak, the Mujahid. God raised them up from among the people that they say was nothing and nobody. But look what God did. He did the same thing that he did for Christ Jesus of Nazareth when they asked Jesus and tried to shame him and put him down. Is there any good that can come out of Nazarene? But the whole world know who Jesus Christ is today, peace be upon the prophet, because God lifted him up. And they did the same thing from one from among the African American descendants of slaves. If there's any good out of them niggas in nigger land, they call us all these nasty names. But look, born from a little black man from Centerville, Georgia, and a little black woman down there with him that came north and had a son, born in Hamshack, Michigan, Detroit, right outside of Detroit. He was predicted to be the one that bring this knowledge that was lost, because God said knowledge
is the lost property of the believer. The correct knowledge, not no any kind of knowledge. He brought the Quranic knowledge. He brought the knowledge that Muhammad the prophet civilized his people with and the rest of the world with in his time. Imam heart and soul and mind is spread all the way from Chicago to Mecca to get that knowledge, to register from the Quran that he revealed to Muhammad, the last of the prophets. It revealed on the soul and the spirit and the intellect of Imam W. Imam and brought it all the way back. As they say, as the light shining from the east, even into the west. Imam brought back that light that went into the heart of Muhammad in the cave of Mount Hira. Huh? That light came to Imam W.D. Muhammad, and God brought it back unbroken to Chicago. And from Chicago, Imam Muhammad began to go around the world like little Johnny Appleseed, that little mythological figure that planted that seed called the Appleseed. Orchard grew up all around the world. Imam planted the seed of the Quran during the holy month of Ramadan for 7 years. Planted seeds from the Quran. He said, what I'm doing here? I'm making babies, and I'm one of them. I'm a grown man now. There's many of us that is grown now because the nation Islam, God brought from a nation of ignorance, the NOI. We were ignorant of the reality, the true reality of God. And God brought us from that ignorance of darkness out into the light behind who? The son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, the Mujaddid, Imam Wahdat Din Muhammad. It was Imam Wahdat Din Muhammad that brought us into the light to bear witness that Farad Muhammad ain't God, never have been, never will be. Jesus Christ is not God, never have been, never will be. They're only human beings, mortal from the mortals he, Allah, created. We thank God for the leadership of Imam Wahdat Din Muhammad. His birthday was coming up October the 30th, 1933. He was born this month in 1933. And he taught the religion of Al-Islam for 33 years to prove to them that they did not kill Christ Jesus, because all of those prophets and messengers are types that is in every human being. And the last one that he took us to was the one that was standing up with Muhammad the prophet. Bilal, that took care of the prophet, the one that Muhammad told to go up on top of the Kaaba and call their name. And we are those people that is calling their name to the whole world. And he, now Muhammad was the first Bilalian. And he named our community the Bilalian. And he named the Muhammad speech the Bilalian news. And we got good news. Bilal still got good news. And we're going to stand up in the world without fear of anything. We only fear Allah, and our life and our death and our sacrifice is for the Lord and creator of the heavens and earth and everything in between, whose proper name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We stand in his name, and we stand up with his name, and we stand up behind the leadership of Imam Wahdat Din Muhammad. And we call all of you, Christian, Muslim, Jews, or whatever you call yourself, come back to the one God that created your grandmama, your granddaddy, your mama, your aunts and uncle. Proper name is Allah in our holy book. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one God, one humanity. I thank y'all for listening. This has been Religion Mean Alive. I have been your co-host, standing in for Imam Alpha Muhammad. I'm sure he will be with you tomorrow. And he has a lot to say to you, because Imam Alpha has been traveling, making contacts to help our community under the leadership of Imam Muhammad get to where we got to go. So I want to thank you once again for allowing me to stand in for you, brother Imam Alpha. May God bless you in your good effort in keeping this religion alive in the hearts of our people, and especially the whole world. I thank you, and I greet you with peace of assalamu alaikum. May God, peace, and blessing be upon you. I am Mubashir Akhtar. I have been your host for the night. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto all of you that have listened to this broadcast. Thank you.